Now, we've just been talking about how it is that a biologist comes to be working on lasers. So, Claire, thank you ever so much again for joining us. How did this come about? How did this happen?
It was quite interesting, actually. I started doing some work with a colleague of mine called Julia Gogg in the maths department. And we had a few beers one evening and we were chatting about the sort of basic principles that were involved in how salmonella infects cells. And she asked me a lot of really awkward questions. And I was sitting there thinking, well, do I know the answer to this? Well, I think I do. And I went away and looked in the literature. And in fact, not many of the answers were actually known. So we started to talk about this. And then we started to collaborate with a physicist called Pietro Cicuta. And when we had experimental questions, and Julia would say, what about this? And I said, well, I think it does that, but I can't quite build the kit to do it, or I don't quite know how to do this. Pietro said, no, it's all right, I can build a piece of gear. So then we sort of have started this three-way collaboration with awkward questions, my ideas for biological experiments, and Pietro then saying, yeah, we can do this this way, that way or the other. And so it's then proven to be just really, really exciting to do experiments I never dreamed were possible, to be honest.
So this is how the real novel stuff comes about, isn't it? It's when researchers from different fields get together, maybe over a beer, maybe for coffee, perhaps, and these sorts of fantastic, fabulous research comes out of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing to me. I hadn't been sure how multidisciplinary work would really happen. And having had this kind of interaction with these guys, and I'm now trying to learn their language, because it, obviously the mathematical language is very, very different to the biological language, and they are embryobiologists. But the kind of interaction between the three of us is just proving to me to be a real eye-opener and an obvious way forward for us.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.